Hi guys, and welcome back to my podcast, Stories in the Dark. Sorry it's been a hot minute since my last update, but life happens. So we're gonna go back just a little bit. I did cover a case called The Boy in the Box, and we have an update. So back in, when was it? I think it was back in 2022. They've updated. They found the name of the boy in the box. We have his name, we have his parents' name, and whatever. We don't necessarily have the reason this poor little baby was killed, but we do know that he was 4 years old at the time, and he died of blunt force trauma. So the boy in the box was named Joseph Augustus Zarelli. His case has finally been solved, which I am so thankful for, because that was one of the hardest ones that stuck with me. Now, today's case, this comes from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We're going to be talking about Nancy Liao. If I pronounced it wrong, I'm sorry. It's not really of a long case, but we're just gonna throw back into this. When Nancy went missing, she was a 15-year-old social butterfly with a great smile. So, where is she now? January 27th, 1999 was a Wednesday, and it was just above freezing in Toronto. Nancy Liao was 15 years old and supposed to be writing her grade 10 exams at Monarch Park Collegiate Institute. She never went to school that day. At 3 p.m., while her father was taking a nap, Nancy stood at the back door of her apartment building near Dundas Street East and Parliament Street. She stared out the back door of the apartment building, wore a synthetic white waist-length winter jacket, denim pants, and black platform shoes. After 10 seconds, she smiles as if she recognizes someone in the parking lot, then runs out the door. Who did she run to? We do know of this, of these incidences, because of the CCTV footage on the apartment building. The brief security clip discovered after her disappearance is the last confirmed sighting of Nancy Liao. That night, her father stayed awake waiting for her to come home. Nancy was never seen again. She never returned to school and has never made contact with any of her friends or family. In the fall of 1998, Nancy had left home for 18 days, but visited her father every day in the hospital while he recovered from surgery. There were reportedly no problems at home by January of 1999. According to some reports, Nancy had told a family member she was going somewhere on January 27th. She never specified where or with whom she, but there was no indication that she had planned to run away. Nobody has come forward to say they've seen her since she ran out that back door of the apartment building over 21 years ago. Nancy was a social butterfly with a close group of friends. In 2001, her graduating class had only 45 people. She spent much of her free time at the nearby Regent Park Community Center. At the time of her disappearance, Nancy was standing at 5'5 and approximately 121 pounds. She has a scar on the corner of her upper lip and a small black birthmark on her left cheek. Over the years, Nancy's name slowly faded from focus in the media. Then, in 2019, the Toronto Police made a public plea for the information in four historical missing children cases dating back to 1944. Nancy Liao was one of them. So where did Nancy go? Who did she see in that parking lot that she so desperately needed to go to? These are the questions that the family wants answers to. Where are their daughter? Where has she gone? Is she safe? Is she, sadly, was she taken from us? Nobody knows. Nobody knows but Nancy and the person who took her. So, if you have any information, big or small, even if you don't think it is of importance, it might be. Any small little information might be the key to where Nancy is. So, if you have information, please don't hesitate to call Toronto Police at 416-808-7411. Nancy's case number is 1999-00-13-719, D as in David, 51. Again, 1999-00-13-719, D as in David, 51. Again, if you have any information at all, please do not hesitate to call. Nancy's picture will be posted on the Facebook group Stories in the Dark podcast, along with her story. Again, any information is greatly appreciated. Don't hesitate. Let's bring closure to the family. And as always, that was the story of Nancy Liao. And let's keep an eye out and stay safe, everyone, please.